first order of business, pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Peterson is absent. Commissioner Stabile?
Let's go.
Excuse me?
Item number four, any amendments to the agenda?
I guess I'm not here.
Amendments to the agenda? Item five, any special recognitions or presentations? Communications, item six. Copies of monthly statistic reports from the fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control, building official.
Building department, we know what that situation is, but I didn't get any from fire departments either.
I sent Oakdale's, I sent Montville's, Chesterfield I got after, I will send tonight, and I haven't received Mohegan's. But I'll send you Chesterfield's tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Item number seven, to consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting minutes of October 25th.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Motion made second to approve the minutes of October 23rd, 2023. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number eight, remarks from the public. Agenda items only for a 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Hearing none, we'll move on. Item number 10, committee liaison reports. Fire department. Commissioner Perkins.
I'm going to go with nine first.
Nine remarks from the department heads first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Nine. Remarks from department heads. Senator Radford.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Our calls for service for October. We had a total of 891 incidents. Citations, we had 32 infractions, one juvenile summons, 6 misdemeanors, 59 warnings, for a total of 98 citations. I have a few complimentary and or positive PORs that were issued and sent to our department. I'd like to read. The first one is a compliment form that was submitted through the online portal through the town hall. This compliment is specifically for Sergeant Matthew Shepard. I don't know if you remember my case back in 2021, 2022, but I just wanted to say thank you. You have no idea how impactful your words were to me in my healing process. I'm still healing. It's hard knowing my abuser is free because of lack of evidence and a bunch of other things I could have, should have done right away, but one thing that you said to me really helped me keep peace of mind through all the guilt, shame, and the what ifs. It's not your fault. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for your encouraging me and making me feel seen. Thank you for believing me. I'm not mad that he is free now. I'm glad that the Lord had mercy on him, and hopefully he changes. I just pray and thank God for how he used you in my life to be the voice in my head to silence the blame and condemnation. You make a difference, your words matter, and you are a blessing to Montville, Connecticut. I pray God blesses you and your kindness and compassion towards me. I pray you feel encouraged in your work. I wish everyone had a Sergeant Shepherd in their lives. You are awesome. God bless you. The second letter was sent to the police department, which the officers received PORs. This Officer Smith, Officer DiColalo, and Officer DeSimone. To Superior Officer of the Montville Police Department, my granddaughter, Ruby, and I were involved in a rear-end collision. We were hit on October 25th around 3:30 p.m. Officer DeSimone, Officer DeSimone was the investigating officer initially. I'm writing to make you aware of how professional and kind all the officers were who responded. Ruby and I were not injured other than minor neck pain and on my part. It was very scary and emotional for me as the other car had major damage. The officer who assisted us made Ruby feel so good and proud that she was being brave. All the officers complimented her for using her booster seat and seatbelt. Everyone was working very quickly and effectively to clear the scene while making sure we were cared for in a very calm manner. They were aware that as much as I said it was okay, I was very upset. They kept me calm, which I needed to be for Ruby. I just want to say thank you for all they did, especially to the officer who filled out our paperwork. I'm very grateful. Sincerely, Donna Calica. And the final compliment form. We are writing to thank Officers Hughes and Officer Fazzino for their outstanding work on our missing granddaughter. They were very thorough investigating all leads and possibilities. They continued searching our house for her phone that was pinging. It was in there somewhere. They made several phone calls, checking out leads, and eventually was able to call the person my granddaughter left with. They spoke to my granddaughter and convinced them to go to the police department in Maryland, where she took off, and let them identify her and see she was okay. Both the officers were professional, polite, and put us at ease. Unfortunately, since my granddaughter is 17 years old, they could not make her come home. We just pray and hope she will realize how much she is loved and return home. Again, I can't say enough how appreciative we are of Officers Hughes and Fazzino. Thank you sincerely, Wendy and Dave Kotecki. Other than that, just wanted to pass on that Officers Hughes and Officers Mora Serna have both completed their field training. They are now in their they're now working independently on their own in the field. And Officer DeSimone, who is also a lateral that we just hired on early fall, is completing his FTO and will also be on his own in a very short time. Other than that, and that brings us up to full staff at this moment with officers on the road.
I do have a question for you, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
On your paperwork here, it says a court, all paperwork and prisoners. Is that prisoner transports for court, like the people that you've held over, or?
That's all paperwork. That's when we go to court, whether it be for getting a warrant signed, transporting a prisoner, bringing up arrest paperwork. It's kind of all-inclusive.
Do you know, since you've become an independent, is that something that has increased a lot versus when you were with the troop?
I wouldn't say it's increased a lot, but it has increased.
Okay.
Because we've historically brought our own paperwork up anyway, but now we just have more prisoner trips, really.
Okay, and then also the same thing with fingerprints? 34, is that still a lot? Is that mostly from people wanting pistol permits?
It's pistol permits, it's job applications, it's town employees, it's all inclusive.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Fire Marshal Barnes.
Good evening.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. Activity report for the Fire Marshal's office for the month of October. 21 businesses and apartments were inspected. We had no fire investigations, 3 incident responses, 9 burn permits were issued, 1 final CO inspection, and 1 complaint was investigated. Just to let you know, the second interviews for the firefighter positions will be held on Wednesday and Thursday, and we completed the initial interviews for the deputy fire marshal last week. Those second interviews will be scheduled hopefully this week or next week.
No. Any questions for the fire marshal? Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Any other department head here? Seeing none, we'll move on to committees. A report from the fire department liaison, Commissioner Perkins.
No, nothing today.
Animal control, Commissioner Callahan.
All set.
Commissioner Gillette, police liaison.
All set, thank you.
Report, and building department liaison, Commissioner Stewart.
Nothing.
Any remarks from the fire chief, item 11. Thank you, chief. Item 12, unfinished business. Any unfinished business? New business. To consider an act and a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends in effectiveness. I think that we should table this for now because, first of all, there's nothing to report at this point, and I know that the mayor has spoken with the chiefs to work on a plan for this same thing. So I think at this point it would be just redundant without having the plan in front of us. You can keep it on here if you want, or we can bring it up when they get it done. Your choice.
I think we'll leave it there.
Okay. We'll leave. Table it for now.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it on the agenda for future. All right? Do we have to vote on that? Do you want to make that a motion, Steve?
Motion to table. Leave it on the agenda.
Motion to made to table. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And second by Commissioner. Motion to. What are we doing?
The table.
To table, I'm sorry.
Right.
Motion to table.
Leave it
put it on the table.
Agenda.
Anybody else have anything to say? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? B, to consider an act and a motion to approve the commission's of the 2024 meeting schedule. Everybody got it sent to them. The dates are Monday, January 22nd, 2024, Monday, February 26th, 24, Monday, March 25th, 24, Monday, April 22nd, 24, Monday, May 27th, 2024, Monday, June 24th, 2024, Monday, July 22nd, 2024, Monday, August 26th, 2024, Monday, September 23rd, 2024, Monday, October 28th, 2024, Monday, November 25th, 2024, and Monday, December 23rd, 2024, and all these meetings are scheduled for 6 p.m. The only thing I did receive an email from the town clerk that wanted to remind me that in our laws and rules and regulations of this commission, it does say in there that we are to meet four times a year at one of the volunteer fire departments. That's in our rules and regulations. This has not been followed previously. And if we're not going to follow it, then we need to make a motion to get rid of it, to take those dates out of the commission rules.
Say we take the dates out of there and just meet here. Well, that's my opinion.
Do you want to make that a motion, Karen? Then we can discuss it.
Sure. I'll make a motion to have our meetings here at the town hall. Going forward.
You're second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I think it'd be a nice idea, but I know the logistics of having them other than here, the recordings and whatnot can be problematic, but I think if we feel we need to have one in one of the stations, I think it'd be appropriate to do it. We'll just have to plan ahead.
I think it would be fine to keep it here since the recording, since it's kind of a in-between space for everybody, comes from different places. Everybody can just meet here. And then the firehouses don't have to get their dining halls or wherever they have meetings. Mm-hmm. Heat it up if it's winter, cool down if it's summer. And then anybody who wants to come here, it's easy for them. They have decent seats. You don't have to put chairs in and out, tables in and out.
Let me just get the right policy in here. So,
I thought we had this discussion one other time about it, right?
Well, it's because we wanted to do it, and then nobody wanted to do it. But it's in the rules and procedures, and that's why they. She recommends that we remove it if we're not going to do it, so that we're not in violation of our own rules. It says, under the Public Safety Commission meetings, rules and procedures, in Attachment 3, the regular meeting of the Public Safety Commission shall take place monthly on the fourth Monday of the month at Town Hall unless otherwise designated. Our meetings per quarter will be held at one of the volunteer fire companies. The meetings will be held at the Moffett Station in February, Mohegan Station in May, Chesterfield in August, and Oakdale in November. And those meetings will begin at 7 p.m. Oh. So you want to do just delete that section totally?
The motion's on the table to remove it.
Yes, and I second that.
That is Attachment 3, 2.1. Okay.
Also, one of the meetings, like I thought you said it was May 27th.
Yeah, that's like Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, let's go back to this one. Let's get this out of the way first.
Oh, we're doing this one first. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So a motion has been made and seconded to
remove,
delete out of our rules and procedures section 2.1. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. All right, so now we can go back to the meeting date. And which one did you say was what, Karen?
May 27th. This is Memorial Day.
You had a motion to consider an act to approve the commission meetings. That's on the table, but we have to discuss it. May 27th is Memorial Day.
Okay.
So is it too early to have it the week before?
It's supposed to do it the Wednesday after.
The Wednesday after? Mm-hmm.
So it'll be the 29th.
Okay. That's what we're scheduled for next month. Wednesday
you're
after.
You're saying that the 29th?
Yep, is a Wednesday after that.
Okay. So we'll make that, instead of May 27th, it'll be May 29th?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
At 6 p.m. All right?
Yep.
All right, so then we need a motion to accept these minute dates.
As corrected.
Make a motion to accept as corrected.
Second.
Motion made second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. Thank you. Item 14, remarks from the public, non-agenda items only. 3 minutes. Non-agenda items. Anybody from the public?
Good evening, Tim Condon, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut. Two quick things. One, this body had a... asked the fire chiefs back in March or April to come up with a policy on after action review. That policy would be of great importance and would assist in handling some of the issues between the various services. I don't know if you can get an update from them on where that is. We'd asked them a while ago when they were first assigned. The second thing is we have a second month of data. The first month of data for the doubling up, if you'd like to hear it.
Do you have that in writing, too, Tim?
I do. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get it printed out. I can get that to you.
Thank you.
It's in charts. It's not easy. It's very wordy if you write it. So I'll tell you here, but I'll get... I have a printout for you. It's all in wheels. We were able to track 252 calls with roughly 90% accuracy, 32 of which were fire, 230 EMS. Of the 32 fire calls, 21 of the fire calls had one or more companies failing to respond. So 65% of our fire calls had a missing agency responding. Of the 230 ambulance calls, 102, or 44%, 44% of the time, the in-district ambulance was not responding. This is mostly because of we were moving around from station to station. But 44% of the time, we tracked that the in-district ambulance was not able to respond. On the positive side, the volunteer crews completed had an uptick of 4%. So that went from 12% to 16%. Oakdale is by far and away the best company as far as handling their calls. 40% of the time, Oakdale got a fully volunteer ambulance crew out. 30% of the time, they missed. And 25% of the time, it was handled by in-district staffing. So the other 30% would be the firefighters coming from a different station, which is, you know, inherent when we're moving around. EMS calls handled were 83% of the time was career staff. 16.3, as I just said, was the volunteers. We go on and we break out each fire company on the fire call side and see how many firefighters we're trying to get, the magical number being 16 for certain types of calls, such as structure fires. No agency in town was able to produce more than 4 certified firefighters at any given time. Most of the time, two companies can only produce 2. Far and away, they could only produce 1 or nobody. And I'll let you see those. I won't bore you with the statistical data here, but these are all broken out in pie charts. When you add all the companies together, this one I will tell you, 12.5% of the time we get nobody, just the paid staff. 28.1% of the time we get 1 firefighter, 2 firefighters at 21% of the time, 3 firefighters, 12.5, 4 firefighters, 6.3, 5 firefighters, 9.4, and 6 firefighters at 9.4, which was the most we were able to field town-wide. This is not being offered to try to embarrass anybody or make things worse. What I think needs to happen when you start looking at this stuff is that I think we need to start looking at a more robust volunteer stipend retention program along with perhaps a staffing element. But to get public support for that, you have to have the data that's going to show a need for, you know, let's say $100,000 stipend increase for the volunteers or a paid-per-call program or a retirement system. So I know that other agencies are working on it. We just feel that it's important. We're going to continue to keep tracking this stuff. And on one other note, you know, I know that some people are upset that we're tracking this stuff. What we're trying to do is track things that are like a light switch, on and off. It either happened or it didn't happen there or not. So there's not any trying to take the bias out of it so that, you know, because everybody can understand, you can interpret data however you want. So we're trying to limit what we're trying to do. Gather as far as either happened or it didn't, so that there's no gray. Again, I'll have this for you. I apologize, I didn't have time to print it out. It is in color, and I will get that to you in the next couple of days. I'll give that to the mayor or to the secretary, and you can get that out to you guys, or through Karen. Thank you.
I have a question for you, Tim.
Sure.
Do they call at any time go unanswered?
Did any time the call go unanswered?
Unanswered.
Yeah, there. Well, so it depends on what your definition is. If your definition is, did you?
I mean, did a person call and nobody showed up at their home?
Well, yeah, but that's so to say. Well, first off, to answer your question, no. However, the system is inherently built that that would never happen, no matter where you are.
Okay. I just want everybody to be aware of that, that you say that nobody responded, that there are people that will still make it to their home to take care of someone who was sick.
Sure. I worked last night, so I'll give you another for instance. We had a 28-minute response time from the other side of town, a 13-minute response time, and a 22-minute response time.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the types of data points that you want to look at when you're trying to figure out how to... This is not about a failure. This is about how do you best use the assets that you have through realignment, maybe a little bit more of a capital and input to get the most bang for your buck. And one last thing on that whole thing. I personally take offense that this is somehow a paid versus volunteer action. It's not. And anybody who would say that, I would simply respond to this, is that it's not the volunteers' fault, it's not the paid staff's fault, it's not the town's fault. It's all of us collectively have to address an issue. When we try to raise these issues, I know that there's a lot of emotion stirred around it. It's not the volunteers that are working with us or the career staff that's working with us. We're a community of like 19,000 people. If we only are giving out 32 stipends in a quarter, then we need to figure out a better way to reach more of our residents to come out and help us. Or you have to hire more people. But we can't let the problem lie, because ignoring it's not going to make it go away. So I just want to make that abundantly clear. This is not any attempt to throw mud at anybody. But we need this data so that we can all get on the same page and move everything.
And I agree with you on that, Jim. And I just want to make sure that somebody writing an article or something in the newspaper, the way you make it sound, without saying that the call went unanswered, people would assume that they're calling for an ambulance and they're not getting one, and that's not true.
Sure, and if I said that, that's not my point. Was
that exactly, that's why
in district ambulance, 44% of the time was not the responding.
Do you know how many times mutual aid was requested in town?
Yes, not from me though. Yes, I do have that. I don't have it in front of me. On my notes. It's on that sheet that I...
Right. And do you have also, if you could, since you are tracking it that way, then also how many times that we are requested to go...
Yep, we have that too.
Out of town to mutual aid, because it seems to me we're going more out of town than people are coming in.
So you want to talk about mutual aid, let's talk about mutual aid. Everybody's doing that. Everybody has to help everybody, because when I stand here and say this conversation's being had in Salem, it's being had in East Lyme, and in Waterford. It's being had everywhere. In the Hartford Courant just the other day, there was an article published about how a volunteer fire company could only field 7 volunteers. This is not some kind of shameful thing that's happening here. We are trying to address it like everyone else is. So to the chairman's point, yes, mutual aid everywhere is going up because Waterford's having the same problems. East Lyme, Salem, everybody's having the same issues. So the only way to address that is that you have to call mutual aid. The problem is with mutual aid is that you're calling people who are having the same problems you are. So it's stretching everybody thinner. You know, we have to reciprocate. We ask for mutual aid. We have to give mutual aid. So it's not something we can opt out of. So when our neighbors, if those communities aren't addressing it, then it puts more of a burden on a community that does address it. Say like Montville, who starts to move forward, because then they're gonna use this community as a crutch to try to prop up something that they're trying themselves to figure out. So, that's why, some place like the COG or through the First Select Peoples and Mayors, those conversations are had through mutual aid agreements to try to, when one community might need to, have a kick at its heels, and I'm not saying that's us, I'm just saying this is what I think is going to happen, around the area, is everybody's going to have to start pulling their weight, because a community that's going to address a problem can't be the one that lifts another community who doesn't want to address that.
Right, thank you, Tim.
Yep.
I apologize for allowing him to go over his 3 minutes, but he's got important things to say and should be heard. Remarks from any more remarks in the public? Any more remarks in the public?
Hello, Robert Uchnick, 478 Fire Street. I just wanted to give you an update on the animal control facility project. The town put out a request for bids. Those should be in and open on the 5th of December. So then hopefully we will know approximately the cost to get that started. Additionally, we should know by the middle of December whether or not we got the grant from the state of Connecticut. And then the town will have to decide on how they want to proceed from there. That's all.
Do you know what the name of the grant they put that under by any chance?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Any more remarks in public? Anybody else in public? Remarks from the mayor.
As a follow-up to Mr. Uchnick's information on the grant, I think it's McCarthy that sponsored that grant.
So who did?
McCarthy. Catherine? Is it Catherine McCarthy?
Mm-hmm. Kathy.
I don't know the name of the grant either, but I was going to mention the bid opening, but thank you, Mr. Uchnick, for bringing that up. Good information. I'm in the process of meeting with all the department heads, and it's going to take a while by the time I get to everybody. Also reinstituted the department head monthly meetings to try to establish some better communications. I applaud the letters of praise and appreciation that came from the three instances involving Shepherd. And I got to tell you that sometimes you don't realize what your words are, how much meaning they have. Sometimes it takes years for that to come around back to you, where you you suddenly realize that you had an impact. And obviously, Officer Shepherd was always a good person with compassion and words, and it paid off because somebody really appreciated it, took the time to send a letter. The other praises that were given also, Smith, Desmond, and Pasquale, I think it is, and Tizino and Hughes. It's good that people took the time to share their experiences and the fact that they did care. They took the time to write it in. I think that says a lot for not just the individuals, but for the leadership that we're seeing now at the PD. I want to congratulate the officers on their completion of their FTO and the fact that they're up to full staff. You really can't say that's happened a lot over the years, but glad they're there now. Also, the fire marshal has taken the information that I was going to share on the interviews, and I'm glad that we're moving forward with them. We'll report more on that next month. I met with Dave Jenkins. He's recovering well. I'm not going to say rapidly, but he's recovering, and he's in good spirits. In response to Union President Firefighters, Mr. Condon, I remember trying to show calls for service, who was doing the calls for service when our battle for the state police over the years. And it was a 40-year battle. And but we were able to prove the calls were not answered. And when we were able to prove the calls that were not answered, we jumped on the amount of time it was taken for someone to see a police officer. The stopgap measure that we have here is mutual aid, and I'm watching the calls that the fire departments are getting, and we're spending an awful lot of time responding to their calls at other towns, more so than they're responding to ours. If the calls are in excess of 20 minutes, we need to find out why the mutual aid is taking that long to respond. Remember that we just increased the mill rate by over a mill, and the solution to throw more money on it is a last resort, by far a last resort. So we have to be very careful on how we're going to remedy the situation, and I have my door open to people who want to offer their suggestions. And I'll do everything I can and represent everybody. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, do you have a date that you want budgets from the fire departments, police department, dog?
If I'm not mistaken, I don't have that date, but I would rely on the finance director to get that date. As a matter of fact, I will give you a message to find out.
Yes, if it could be in writing so that I can get it to all the department heads to get that done.
Also want to wish everybody a very happy and safe Christmas holiday coming up, and some more time off, we know.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Reports from the remarks from the town council liaison. Mr. Beeler?
I'm obviously new to this. I don't know a ton yet, but I'm all ears, and I'm willing to advocate for whoever needs it. And really, I'm just excited to be a part of finding solutions for the town. So if you need me, call me, email me. That's all I got.
Thank you, Nick. Remarks from the commissioners. Gillette?
All set. Thank you.
Mr. Callahan?
Congratulations to our new mayor and our new town council liaison. And I think that's it.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yeah, I just want to go off of what I talked about last month. I reached out to the fire chiefs and the fire marshal to get some information, like on the firefighters, and put it in the community booklet. So that booklet that I'm looking for won't go out until like April, so I have some time to work on it. But I was thinking maybe the fire marshal, the 13 firefighters, and the four chiefs, all in their picture, this is who it is. They're in Oakdale, been with the town volunteering so many years. They don't have to say they're firefighter 1, 2, 10, or whatever. Doesn't matter. But just so when the people get the booklets, they can see who it is, and when somebody comes to the house, it might put them at ease a little bit. In reaching out, Kathy Peck, she does the community booklet, and she's already, which works out perfect, she's already in the works for an event for her senior centers to do a meet and greet with the first responders, with the police, and then the fire, so I know she's going to be reaching out for them. So it kind of will all blend in together, so I think that works out well. Also, I will get, you guys probably know some of them, Santa Claus coming around on the fire trucks. I'll send out the dates when I get them all to everybody. And Merry Christmas. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Stewart?
Yeah, safe and happy holiday season for everybody. No matter what people do that in other businesses that take the week off, we can never take the time off. Yeah, we got to look into the after action review idea and see what we can do to encourage that to be taken care of. And it's nice to hear Lieutenant Radford talk about the good words that we're getting back on the officers. We have the firefighters that we have, both paid and volunteer, they're all doing good too. And I haven't heard any bad things, so I have to figure that everything's going good. That's it.
Thank you. I don't have anything. Merry Christmas, everybody. Motion to adjourn?
Motion. So
second.
Motion made, second to adjourn. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.